is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hey, Hoopheads. Wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market, and they truly accelerate skill development faster than ever. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Also, make sure to check out the new Dr. Dish Home Machine, which is perfect for these crazy times when gyms and schools are closed. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today. Welcome to the 17th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. May's Roundtable question is, what is a unique term or phrase that you use to describe something either in your culture or in your X's and O's that other coaches might want to borrow? Our coaching lineup this month includes Pat Baldwin from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Chris Delisio from Olmsted Falls High School, Bobby Jordan from Wagner College, Alicia Kamaki from Sierra Canyon High School, Kyle Kuntz from Lake Forest Academy, Nick Legalbo from Lane Tech High School, Chris Martin from Loras College, Pascal Muirs, Belgian professional basketball coach, Jim Saris from the Saris Skills Academy in Newport, Rhode Island, Mihai Raducanu from Gannon Baker Basketball, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Schulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville, Joe's Decision, Unleashed Potential in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, Lee Swanson from Bunker Hill High School, Matt Vespa from Lakeland Community College, and Todd Wolfson from St. Francis High School. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review. Make sure you're subscribed to the Hoopheads pod so you never miss an episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and YouTube. If you haven't already, please tell a coaching colleague or friend about the Hoopheads podcast so they can listen and learn from some of the best minds in the game. Pat Baldwin, head coach at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Hi, this is Pat Baldwin, the head men's basketball coach at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And one of the things that we like to do with our guys is a segment called Share the Sugar. We chart a lot of things during games and after games. We like to, you know, talk to our guys about the categories that they starred in or led in. So right before film, we'll go through all of the things that we charted, name all the leaders. And with all of those leaders, we get to throw them little miniature Snickers or Kit Kats or Twix to them. And we call that segment Share the Sugar. Maybe you can use this with your team, but we feel like this is something that encourages our guys to be great and try to lead in certain categories like assists, rebounds, steals, or anything else like that.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoophead Nation? This is Eric Bueller from Chatfield Senior High School. And this week we were asked to share a phrase that might be unique to our program or a team that other coaches could maybe borrow. First of all, I'd like to say what I'm about to share, I definitely borrowed from another coach. I wish I knew from who. I just heard it somewhere and I loved it. And we've been using it this season, this past season. And it really stuck and it was something our team bought into. So we're going to be using it in the future. A term we use every game in practice all the time is turkey. And those of you that love bowling or into bowling, you know that a turkey is 3 strikes in a row. We use the term a turkey when we get 3 stops on defense in a row. And it's funny how it kind of took off. Our bench now tracks it on their own. We don't need to tell them to do it, and they celebrate it. And they kind of go crazy, almost as if we got a charge or something. And the kind of the theory behind three stops in a row is we can definitely stop a run if we get three stops in a row, but we can also get hopefully score on the other end while we're getting those three stops in a row, and we try to get more than seven turkeys in a game. We figure if we do that, we have a lot better chance of winning that game. The other thing that I think is pretty unique that one of our assistants came up with this year is we call our bench the bench mob. And the guys love that, and they love being part of the bench mob, and it's a name that gives them ownership and something that they can be proud of. Even though they might not be getting into the game, they're on the sideline, they're engaged, they're celebrating their teammates. So thanks for having me again, guys, and be safe out there.
Chris Delisio, Olmsted Falls High School, Olmsted Falls, Ohio.
Hey, Hoopheads. Chris Delisio, Olmsted Falls. Appreciate you guys having me on. So many things when you talk about words or phrases, I think as a coach, you got to coach in words or phrases. So, you know, we certainly have a lot that pertain to culture and X's and O's and things like that. But maybe about 4 years ago, we started using this phrase with our players and really seemed to resonate with our guys. And that phrase was prepare for the games you want to play in. You know, I think that, you know, that's one that if you use that phrase, that's one for a kid to go back to and think about, you know, how hard they have to work. And then also to visualize, you know, themselves playing in championship games, you know, whether it's conference championships or district championships or regional championships or whatever level, you know, your team aspires to get to. Preparing for those games, I think, is key. And, you know, a kid can't take a day off when they're thinking about those championship games and or thinking about the best team in your league playing against them or the best team that's going to be in your district. And you want to prepare for those games, you know, and you know, when they picture themselves in those moments, I think that that's when you get a kid to really up his performance. And, you know, we've had kids, you know, talk about that phrase and really kind of take it to heart with their preparation. And, you know, we even had a kid who, as a senior, and we had a great team as a senior and, or his senior year. And he found himself in that district championship, using that skill that he knew he was deficient at before that he knew would be useful for a championship type game. So, was really awesome to see him, you know, perform at that level. Thanks, guys.
Bobby Jordan, Wagner College, Staten Island, New York.
One phrase that I've used with my teams in the past is the acronym EAT, and EAT stands for Energy, Attitude, and Toughness. It was my belief that if our entire team brought energy, brought attitude, and brought toughness every day in practice, in each and every game, in each and every film session, we would be prepared to win every time we stepped on the court.
Alicia Kamaki, Sierra Canyon High School, Chatsworth, California.
Hi, this is Alicia Kamaki, head coach at Sierra Canyon High School. Something that may be unique is our fast break system. We have termed the system Fly, since we want to ultimately fly down the court. The positions have been named after birds, and that's based on the bird's talents or reputation. So the raven will lead the break, as it's known to be one of the smartest birds and must make good decisions. The falcons are named after the peregrine falcon, which is the fastest mammal on earth when it's in its dive motion. So we emphasize the falcons get their butts down the court and get to the corners. And the eagles are known to be big and powerful. These are for our bigs. One runs to the nest, which is the rim, and the other one trails, which will be eagle high. And they use their eagle eye to see the action. So they're just kind of clever names that we use in our fast break system, something that might be some unique terminology.
Kyle Koontz, Lake Forest Academy in Chicago, Illinois.
There's two phrases here at Lake Forest Academy that we use a lot in our program with our guys to drive home important things that we believe in. The first phrase is winning is an all-the-time thing. This really refers to the idea that who they are on the court and who we are as a team on the court is really just a reflection of who we are and who they are off the court. We talk a lot about what our habits are and why having great habits is important. And this is what this phrase kind of encompasses. If you treat those around you in our community with great respect, then I'm pretty confident that you're going to be a really great teammate for us. If you're someone who puts maximum effort into their schoolwork and gets the best grades that you're capable of getting, then I know when it comes to practice or workouts, we're going to get 100% effort from you. I always tell our guys, I can tell who we are going to be as a team and who they are as a player just by watching them in our community and talking to their teachers about what their approach is like in class. The phrase winning is an all-the-time thing for us really drives home the importance of having good habits. The other phrase that we use a lot is do less, better. And this is really about their approach to their games individually. We want them focusing on mastering one or two skills before moving on to the next one. Instead of having 10 okay post moves, just have a really good move and a counter move. Make sure you're a really great, fundamentally sound shooter before you work on a step back jumper. Instead of having 10 dribble moves in the half court, are you able to grab a rebound and dribble the ball up the court with your right and left hand in transition without it going off your foot? With everything that is out there in terms of workouts and videos for our guys to see, I think it's really hard for them to keep it simple when they're building their games. If we can get our guys to buy into mastering one or two skills before they move on to the next one, then we feel that they're going to be building their games in the right way and building their games in a way that's going to help them be successful moving forward and maintain that success.
Nick LaGalbo, Lane Tech High School, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Nick LaGalbo with Lane Tech High School in Chicago. Today's roundtable question is about a phrase or a thought that we share either X's and O's or culture-wise with our program. And I've shared some already on the podcast, with next play being a big one. But another thing that we talk about, kind of a phrase or a mantra that we believe in, is toughness is doing what is right. So we talk about that quite a bit. I think we live in a society where the word toughness gets thrown around and can be misconstrued. You know, according to Jay Billis in his book, you know, toughness isn't, you know, walking hard or any of that. You know, toughness is the ability to withstand pressure without breaking. You know, something that is hard breaks, but something that is tough can withstand pressure and bend and ebb and flow. So we just talk about the idea that it's a long season. We've got to be tough in order to compete at a high level. And toughness is doing what is right and making the next right play. So I hope this helps. Thank you for all that you guys are doing. And everyone stay safe and healthy in this time. Be well.
Chris Martin, head coach of the Loras College Duhawks.
Hey, Hoophead Nation. This is Coach Martin from Loras College. Hey, just wanted to answer one of the questions we got today for the roundtable. It talks about what's a unique term or phrase to describe something in our culture. And something that our staff and our players talk about or say all the time is, nothing changes if nothing changes. And we talk about that. We say that all the time. It could be, it's really applicable to everything in our program. It's applicable to the weight room, what you're eating in the calf, to academics, and obviously on the court. We talk about it with our players. If you're not the shooter you want to be, well, it's not just going to change. You know, you got to change some habit you've had to get here. Same thing within the weight room. If you've been lifting for 2 years, you're not getting a lot stronger, you're not getting bigger. Well, something's got to change. You got to lift more, you got to eat more, you got to do something. And we talk about it as a staff. If we're not handling the ball screen well, we're giving up too many points per possession off this on ball or this position, well, we can't just hope it's going to change. We need to change something. And not to say that we're not true to who we are and setting our principles. However, we're not just going to keep doing something because we think it's going to work. Every team and every group is different. And so we talk about all the time as a program and a staff, nothing changes if nothing changes. So I hope that helps. Look forward to getting some feedback from you guys.
Pascal Muirs, Belgian professional basketball coach.
The quote I used a lot last season is, go hard or go home. And actually it stands for everything I do in my basketball program. It starts with signing up for a program, being part of a roster. It's either you're all in, either you're all out, but there's nothing in between. Go hard or go home. It also stands for my practices. I really strive for having high intensity practices where everybody is all in. And in that sense, I do prefer a good, hard, intense practice of 1 hour 15 over a practice of 2 hours and a half with a mediocre intensity. And you can extend it to everything in basketball. Even like, for example, an individual shooting session. It's go hard or go home. If you're just in the gym to shoot some hoops and to throw the ball away, then you're wasting your time. It's either you do it full-hearted with full focus and you do everything to have the perfect shooting form and you strive to have a clear basket without touching the rim. Either stay home and don't waste your time. Even attending a video session, don't be there like a zombie who's just physically present. Be there full-focused. And that's everything I stand for in basketball. Either go hard or go home.
Jim Saris from the Saris Skills Academy in Newport, Rhode Island.
Hi, this is Jim Saris from the Saris Skills Academy and former head coach at Rogers High School in Newport, Rhode Island. This month's roundtable question: what is a unique term or phrase that you use to describe either something in your culture or in your X's and O's that other coaches might want to borrow? I would say our baseline out-of-bounds plays on offense. I would use different formations from my feet and my posture to signal in different plays. For instance, if I wanted a stack, I'd put my feet together. If I wanted a box formation, I'd have my feet apart. If I wanted a 1-4 low setup, I'd be in a squat position. If I wanted a 1-4 high, I'd be down on one knee and resting my hands on my other knee. From each of those formations, I would be able to have 4 play calls, but all 4 plays were run in out of each and every formation. So out of the stack, 1 was a certain play, and we'd be able to run 1 out of each of the formations if it was a stack, box, 1-4 low, or 1-4 high. 2 would be a different play. 3 would be another play. And then we'd have a 4th. It allowed us to be able to read different situations, react to the defense, and be able to adapt and adjust on the out-of-bounds play, looking for a score, or most important, looking to get the ball in bounds. I would say the last thing that we did that was great for our culture was our players were trained that on shooting fouls on offense, all 4 kids would huddle with me. They'd recognize that my hand would be over my head in a fist formation. That meant come and huddle with the coach. And I would receive a 5-second timeout with those kids to talk about the next possession. We'd repeat that on the defensive end, but we obviously would only allow to have 3 players come over and huddle because the other 2 were in defensive positioning on the free throw. Again, using 5 seconds to talk about the next possession or relay a message. These things were highly successful for us and helped our culture. I hope you use these and have a great day. Thank you.
Mihai Raducanu from Gannon Baker Basketball.
Don't be a bag of milk. It's a Canadian thing. Milk is sold in bags over here. You know, the milk bag needs a plastic holder to be used in. So when we use that on the court with kids, it basically means don't be soft, don't be flimsy, control your body, control your movement, control the way you run, walk, and compete. Don't be a bag of milk.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. And a phrase I use a lot in when I coach the elite teams with junior national team and high school teams is telling the players, you figure it out. Many times they just want ask a question or they'll have, which is okay, but Sometimes I want them to figure it out. So, for instance, if they ask a question like getting over a screen and they are having trouble with it, I would just say, well, you figure it out. Get over the screen. Show me how you would get over the screen. And so I think that term figure it out has a lot to do with giving a player some initiative and making his team, his decision on how to figure things out. Thanks.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville and the 720 Sports Group.
Yes, this is John Shulman at UAH. And the question is, what is a unique term or phrase that you use to describe either something in your culture or your X and O's that other coaches may want to borrow? First of all, borrow, steal. Everything I have, really, I've stolen. I will say this before we get started. If you see a set that you like or an under OB or something that someone else is doing and you want to steal it from them, it's okay to steal from others. Everybody steals from everybody in the game of basketball, but at least name the set after them. Give them some credit for it. Don't take all credit for it. But that's another point. I guess the most unique term that we have or phrase that we have, and as I started it a few years ago, is just the word uncommon. And I think I really got it from Tony Dungy's book. And when I went to Macaulay, a private school in Chattanooga, Tennessee, we really started using the word uncommon, and our kids picked up on it. And everything we did was uncommon. How we played was uncommon. How we prepared was uncommon. It was just a word that kind of fit me and kind of my life. And, you know, we just kind of really used uncommon for anything. You know, if everybody else wanted to just play half-court man, we wanted to press. And if people didn't want to use the clock at the end of a quarter right, we wanted to take the last shot. We wanted to be uncommon. We wanted to huddle uncommon. We wanted to prepare uncommon. We wanted to run uncommon. We wanted our D under OB to be uncommon. Everything we used, we wanted to use the word uncommon. And really taking that here to UAH and use the word every t-shirt or whatever shirt we've got, long sleeve UAH shirts, the back of it is the word uncommon. And it's the same thing. And I just think, I don't want to be corny and cheesy, but you know, just to have a word like that to hopefully express kind of who your team is. X and O wise, you know, really, I mean, we've got a very complex offense that we run, and every little action has got a phrase or in term to kind of help you deal with it. A flare screen would be a Fred. Playing opposite would be Ohio, anything like that. But the word that I guess the phrase that I've used for many, many years is the word fire. And every time we double in the post, we're yelling fire, and just kind of signifies that it is time to get hot and trap and make it a little toastier or steamier for our opponents. But fire would be a word that for a double team, for a trap, for us in the post. But you could use it anywhere, whether it be off the pass or off the bounce, but we use it in the post. And, you know, once that ball goes in the post and they hear the word fire, we're going crazy. Whether you want to come from the top or weak side or come from the ball or just go post to post fire, it doesn't really matter. But that's the word and term we use was fire. And the other term for our culture was probably just really the word uncommon. But you make it whatever up you want. And I just wasn't smart enough, so I had to steal. And hopefully this helps. And hopefully you're surviving the virus and realizing what's important. And I know it's hard for us coaches to figure out what's really important because we think our sport of basketball and playing and camps is the most important thing. But we better figure out that there is something that revolves around the world except not just basketball and not just our camps and not just us. So hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Take care. Thanks.
Joe's Decision. Unleash Potential. Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe's Decision. Unleash Potential. This month's question is, what is a unique term or phrase that I use that other coaches might want to borrow or use in their programs? The one that I speak on a lot when I speak across the country or internationally is an acronym called REUP, R-E-U-P. The R stands for rapport. I think in coaching or anything, you have to develop a relationship, whether a player or a team or whoever it is that you're working with. And I think that's really the most important thing, regardless of what you're doing or what you're trying to teach, is they have to have buy-in. They have to believe and trust in you. I think you have to trust in them. So I think that is the most important thing as a coach that you need to have in your program, is a rapport or relationship. Or, you know, basically, if you don't, they're going to tune you out and you're not going to have buy-in into your program. And the better the rapport, the more truth that you can share back and forth, and the more honest you can be with people if you have a great relationship. If you don't have a great relationship, they're not going to trust you, or they're not going to believe in anything that you say. So I think that is the first thing. The other one after the R is the E for explore. After developing that relationship and that trust and that buy-in, then you can explore, you know, what it is that player or your team has to do to get better. Okay. And as coaches, we're always trying to make people better as players and as people. I think that's the biggest part of coaching, regardless of the wins and losses and all those kinds of things. Things that carry later on in life for those people will be, you know, how you maybe help them to grow as a person and as a player or a team. So you have to explore what it is that they need to do to get better. Then once you figure that out, then it's a matter of having the team understand, or the player understand, what it is that they need to do to make their strengths better, to make their weaknesses better, all those kinds of things. So they need to understand that, help them to understand that. And the last thing is to have a plan. I was a teacher for many, many years. You know, I had 150 kids coming into my class every day. So you had to be prepared every single day. And then going on to coach in high school, after the end of the day, teaching 150 kids, you had to have a practice plan. You had to have a way of preparing your team to make them better. And I think, you know, I think that is one of the most important things too. A lot of times people go into situations in coaching where they don't have a plan, or working with a player or working with a team, having goals set, having things that you want to accomplish. I've always felt that you have to be very, very prepared in coaching and everything you do, you know, and really into the small details. Okay. I think you have to really pay attention to details, and it doesn't have to be anything complex. I think the game of basketball is really simple. We try to make it more complex, but I think you have to be great in the details and have a great overall plan. So that's the term that I like to use, and it's been very good for me, not only in coaching, but in life, in working with, you know, student athletes or students, you know, REUP. It's a term that I like to share with coaches, and maybe they can incorporate that into their plans, into their programs. Thank you very much.
Lee Swanson, Bunker Hill High School, Claremont, North Carolina.
The question was, what is a unique term to your culture, your X's and O's, from the Hoopshead podcast this week? And, you know, we've got some things I think are pretty neat. Probably the one I'll use is the one we talk about with our culture. One of the things we break it down on, and you'll hear us say a lot, is are we tough? That's not T-O-U-G-H, that's T-U-F. And those three letters stand for trust, uncommon, and fight. And the trust part, which we think is the foundation of any of our relationships, is, you know, we're going to try to tell each other the truth all the time and accept the truth. And that's not easy to do. The uncommon is we're going to be different. We want to be different than everybody else in how we do things. And the fight is we want to compete at all times, and we don't want to quit or leave anything out there. We always want to be the biggest competitors, whether that be in practice or on game night. And it's easy to go in and say, guys, we're not being tough right now. We're not trusting somebody with the ball. We're not making the extra pass. Or we're not being different. We're acting like, you know, every other team, or we're acting like everybody else would in practice, or we're not fighting. So you can really point to those things in your standards, which makes it something that works pretty well for us, and something we'll continue to build on. You know, the one thing I would say about your language is it's very important. Bob Ritchie from Furman said it at a clinic last year. Matter of fact, it might have been the Jay Billis camp, that language creates exclusivity. And I believe that's true. Anytime you can make something yours, it creates buy-in. And I think that's important. So hopefully this is something you guys can come up with your own acronym or something that works for your team that I think that they can kind of see and feel and become a part of your culture.
Matt Vespa, Lakeland Community College.
One of the unique things that we do as far as terms or phrasing goes with our program is we try and disguise a lot of our calls. So if, let's say we want to, you know, trap the first pass in the half court. Instead of having a typical call like a double fist or a fire or something like that, where you kind of might be able to see it coming from the other bench, we use the term hustle. So we'll let our guys know, hey, let's see a little hustle out there on defense. Let's really hustle on this play, where our guys know what we're calling, but a lot of times the other team does not. One of the questions we typically get asked by a player at the beginning of the season is, wonder if you're telling us we have to hustle, but you don't want us to trap. And we always let them know that if we need to tell them to hustle, they won't be on the floor anyways. We'll have that chat on the bench, so we don't ever have to worry about that. We've had a lot of success with it, and hopefully some of the other teams can too.
Todd Wolfson, St. Francis High School, La Cunada, California.
How you doing? This is Todd Wolfson, head basketball coach at St. Francis High School, right outside Pasadena, California. And the question which I'm answering today is, what's the unique term or phrase that we use in our culture? And the phrase we use is one that maybe some programs use, but we really, really believe in it. And it's team first. And it's on our wall in our gym. It's actually engraved on our gym floor. And it really is our fundamental standpoint that we really hold everything to, and it's putting the team before yourself. And in a day and age where, you know, everything's individualized, social media is individualized, highlight films are individualized, you know, we try to find ways to make sure that the team always comes first in our high school program. Yeah, we have great individuals, but in the end, it's going to be that team, and that team is going to win games and lose games and do things together. And that's why team first for us is a big thing, because everything you do in a program, the team has to come first. You know, Friday night and there's a party, but you have a game the next day and you're deciding to go out as a player. Well, you're putting the team first by going out and staying out late and going to be tired for the next game. You know, you're missing a class assignment and now you're having to have the rest of your team run for your missed assignment. You know, are you putting the team first by missing that assignment? So every decision you make as an athlete and every decision you make as a coach, even, are you putting the team first? Always comes back to that. And something we've used and we've been successful with it, and we're going to continue to use it because I feel it embodies the team spirit, and a lot of our team and a lot of our coaches can always go back to that when they're, you know, making any type of decision. So good luck to everybody. Hope everyone's safe and healthy during this time, and take care.
Thanks for checking out this month's roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches. Coaches, we've teamed up with Coach Tyler Whitcomb so you can now purchase his exclusive new playbooks right from the Hoopheads Pod website. If you're looking for ways to improve your team next season, these playbooks blend affordability with the quality content that serious coaches are looking for. Just visit hoopheadspod.com/store and you'll find playbooks from John Calipari of Kentucky, Leonard Hamilton from Florida State, and Mike Young of Virginia Tech. Check out these great resources at hoopheadspod.com/store.
Hey everyone, last year at the Junior MBA Summit, I came across an amazing company called iSport 360 and its founder, Ian Goldberg. Their youth sports app gets coaches, players, and parents on the same page. Your team can set goals, share player feedback, training videos, sticker rewards, player evals, and practice assignments. All of this to foster a healthy team communication and culture. If your team or club struggles to keep open lines of communication, especially among team parents, iSport 360 can help. If you want to empower your athletes to have more success, more confidence, and more communication with their teammates, give iSport 360 a try today. shoot me an email, mike@hoopheadspod.com, or give me a call at 216-392-4059 to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.